Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Carrie Hadley, and she is with Indie House Modern Fragrance Bar. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Indie House. How are you serving folks?
Well, at Indie House, it's a brand new concept in how to have a fragrance experience. So for most people, it's been a while since they smelled a fragrance that they were crazy about. And shopping for fragrance can be confusing and overwhelming for folks. So we curated the most interesting, clean, niche fragrances from around the world into these different collections based on what they actually smell like. And if you can't find something that we've curated from these niche and artisan brands, we can even teach you to make your own. So at Indie House, we understand you don't want to be like everyone else, which is why we've curated all these fragrances and put together these workshops to bring you interesting choices to help you communicate what's special and unique about you.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
I am a naturally curious person. I got to a stage in my career where I have three daughters that are mostly grown, and I just done a lot of sales and marketing jobs throughout my career to be flexible, to be, you know, available to my kids. And so once I got to a point where it was time to do something that I really enjoyed, I always thought, you know, I've always loved fragrance. I'd love to be a perfumer. So I started down that road and realized that I probably should have paid a little more attention in chemistry class in high school. It is quite an undertaking to become a perfumer and to really understand the chemistry and how the notes work together. So in this process, I learned enough to be dangerous and started looking at fragrances and trying to shop for these different, unique, interesting things that I was reading about online, but I was having a really hard time finding them in Atlanta. So that was where I finally took a step back and thought, well, maybe the path here isn't to become a perfumer. Maybe it's to rethink this shopping experience and make it easier for people like me who struggle in that traditional setting.
Now, what is the traditional setting? How do most people buy fragrances if you weren't around?
It's a typical department store or chain beauty store where you walk into the store. There's this whole wall of beautiful bottles, interesting brand names. There's always somebody super friendly, willing to help you. And their first question is always, what are you looking for? Well, if I don't know what the options are, I have a really hard time telling you what I'm looking for. So most people just say, oh no, I'm fine. I got it. And then there you are with all these beautiful bottles. You pick one up and spray it on the little piece of paper. It's probably going to get all over your hands. If you didn't like it, now you've moved on to the next one, but you're still kind of wearing the first one. And if you are able to make a decision, you choose it and you get to the checkout, and that's when the surprise hits that you've chosen a $400 bottle of fragrance, and it's a Tuesday in July, and that kind of spending usually you reserve for the holidays. So now you're put into a position to tell a complete stranger, I can't afford this. And so I just don't think that's a good business practice. So in our store, when you walk in, we've got everything arranged by what it smells like. And we give people kind of a roadmap of how they can go through the process. The romantics are over here. They're going to smell soft and lovely. The sophisticated are over on this table. They're going to smell like woods, mosses, real natural. And so we let people kind of find their way through the process. And we've got everything organized by price point. So the very first thing you smell is going to be the least expensive. And then as you go up the table, and we have 12 fragrances in each category, when you get to number 12, that's going to be the most expensive. So there's no surprises, and you can have this experience and make these decisions in your own head. So if you really love one that's $185 and that's just not in your budget today, you can have that kind of conversation with yourself and then, you know, just tell us, you know, this has been great, or, you know, oh, I'm going to have to think about that one. It preserves your dignity, at least for me. And I thought that was really important in putting together this experience.
So now, how did you kind of curate the brands that you decided to put in the store? Because you have to smell all of them, right? Like you had to experience all of them in order to get it down to the, what do you got, 150 or so?
Yes, you're exactly right. So I started reaching out to these smaller niche brands that I just had read, you know, in chat rooms or in blog posts or in different reviews and books. I just did a lot of research and found these brands, and some of them were willing to send me samples and let me try them. Others were like, you're small and unproven, you know, call us back. So it took a bit, and I'm super blessed and excited with the brands that we have, because I've just been so impressed at how willing a lot of these brands were to take a chance on us. We are the only niche fragrance store in Atlanta, and for some brands that held huge appeal because they want to get into this market, they believe in this market, and others, for whatever reasons, were not interested. So I did have everyone send me samples first, and then it was just a lot of trial and error, smelling, putting things together. The way we've got the store curated right now is for summer. So I looked at each category and wanted scents that you could, knowing nothing about fragrance, walk in the store, spray something on, and go out into our Georgia 96 degree humidity and not, you know, announce you were coming by your scent from three blocks away. So we're saving those richer ouds, those heavier, warmer vanillas for the fall season. So we'll literally flip the store in October and bring out all of our fall scents. Right now, everything we have is curated to be a little bit lighter and fresher for summer.
Now, is fragrance an area where people mix and match, or do they just pick one and they say, this is my fragrance?
Absolutely. We encourage you to mix and match, because there's a lot of great stuff out there that most people just haven't had the time or the opportunity to smell. You know, when brands traditionally present themselves to you, you know, you only get to smell what they're offering. So this way, where we've got everything grouped by what it smells like, it's been fun to watch people discover that they actually do maybe like a floral. I think when you tell a grown woman, you know, here's a floral fragrance, she backs away thinking, I'm going to smell like a 4-year-old little girl. You know, no grown woman wants to smell flowery. But in today's modern fragrances, the flowers are always mixed with something really interesting, like a beautiful, bright citrus or a rich, deep, gorgeous wood. So florals aren't like grandma's rose that, you know, we used to see 30 years ago. And it's just been fun watching people discover that they like more than one thing. And we encourage them to wear more than one fragrance, because you will go nose blind if you're wearing the same thing over and over and over again. One of my favorite analogies is you should think of your fragrance and wear it like you wear your shoes. So you would not wear high heels to the gym, so you probably shouldn't be wearing a rich oud or a heavy oriental during the day. On the flip side, you know, the light, fresh fragrances are great for office, great for just running around town when you've got your sneakers on. But when you go out to a dinner or a black tie affair, it's nicer to put on those more interesting fragrances.
Let's talk a little bit about making the transition from maybe a more traditional, you had a job kind of life, to now this, I'm an entrepreneur and I have a brick and mortar actually location, and I launched during the middle of all this craziness. How did, like, so I'm sure your plan was pre-pandemic, like, oh, going boldly forward, I scouted locations, this is the spot, I'm going to design it this way. And then all of a sudden, you know, COVID punches you in the face and you're like, okay, now what do I do? Like, how do I navigate this? Do I open? Do I pause? Like, what were some of the thoughts you were going through when you were launching?
Well, all of that. We were originally supposed to get open for holiday 2019. So we signed our lease back in September of 2019, and it seemed like the build out was going to be pretty simple, quick, and easy. You know, a build out is never simple, quick, and easy. So there was my first misunderstanding with the whole thing. But you know, being new to this, I think played to my advantage, because I didn't have past experiences. Everything was new, and I just did the best I could in each situation. And, you know, when you get to a point where you personally can't take it any further, then you just have to depend on someone else to pick up and do their part. We missed holiday 2019, and then the GC missed Valentine's Day, which we were disappointed about, but we really had our sights on Mother's Day, and we thought, this is it. We're going to launch. It's going to be Mother's Day. This is going to be amazing. And then COVID hit. And so we talked to the builders and said, you know what, let's just keep going. Hopefully this doesn't last forever. We were already in deep, so to speak. And so I just took that time with COVID to just keep working and just keep refining every detail and making sure that everything was going to work the way we said it was going to work, because this is a brand new concept. And, you know, it's the way I think it could make a good experience, but I didn't know that for sure. So just really making sure we'd thought through all the details and had everything set up perfectly, so that when we were able to open the doors on June 17th, a couple days before Father's Day, we did have a lot of the bugs worked out, and we're small. We're still, you know, every once in a while the card reader won't work and someone's standing there wanting to check out, and we just kind of say, oh, we're going to need another minute here, because it's a small business and it's brand new, but been going remarkably well, and we've been really excited for the guests that have stopped by and checked us out. It's been great.
Now, during the kind of lead up to opening, were you doing things like, you can only control what you can control, obviously. Were there things mm-hmm. you were doing to just try to create excitement and energy and maybe build your list and get people interested in the possibility and what could be once you open?
That would have been genius marketing, and that would have been awesome. I really should have. And I had felt a little bit burned when we kept saying we were going to open and didn't open. So first we were opening November 1st. Then we were opening for Thanksgiving. Oh, now we're going to be open holiday 2019. Okay, now Valentine's Day. Maybe Mother's Day? I mean, I got to a point where I just started saying, coming soon. So we had some interest. We had a little bit of a Facebook and Instagram presence. I just really put the time and energy into building the website so that when we did start getting the traffic, it would work and it would have the information and it would do the things we needed it to do. So I didn't do a lot of that just out of nervousness, because I didn't know how long, you know, with COVID-19, you know, at first they were saying it was going to be a month, and then they were saying it might be till August. And then, you know, I'm even still hearing today there are people who are not planning to reopen until January. So it's just been like driving down Georgia 400 and no one knows the speed limit. And you've got some people going 10 miles an hour and some people going 150 miles an hour. And you just don't know where you fit in that. So we're just taking it one day at a time, and we're super blessed and excited. Every time someone walks in the door, we're excited to show them what we've got going on. We've had a lot of interest in bookings in our workshops so far, which has been great. We've got those half capacity right now for COVID-19. So where we can usually sit 12 guests in that room, we've taken out 6 chairs and we just are doing 6 guests if they're strangers. So last night we had a woman who was in town from Washington, D.C. In one seat. And then we had 3 ladies from Alpharetta, and we kind of sat them apart from each other. Everyone was comfortable. The workshops are a super fun way to kind of make new friends and, you know, meet new people. So by the end of the 2-hour session, all the ladies were smelling each other's wrists and, you know, chatting with each other about different fragrance notes. And that's really what this whole thing was designed to do, was to get people talking, to get strangers meeting each other and talking about something that everybody can enjoy. You know, when you walk in our shop, you don't have to be a certain size. You can be plus size. You can be petite. It doesn't matter what your religious background is, what your, you know, who you voted for. None of that matters with fragrance. It's just this wonderful product that what you bring to it is your own experience. And when someone shows you something different, it's fun to have a conversation and talk about what it reminds you of or what it smells like to you. And it's just been such a joy to watch different people from the community interacting in that way.
So let the listener know what a workshop is and what it's like to go through one.
Absolutely. So the workshops are based on a terrible experience I had in the south of France. I had waited my whole life to go to Grasse in France and make my own perfume. And I just had so much expectation for myself. So I got to go and I took my teenage daughters. I was grabbing bottles off of the table. They gave us 160 fragrance notes. And so I grabbed the magnolia and the gardenia and all these notes that I thought in my head, logically, were going to make a fabulous fragrance without really paying attention to what it actually smelled like, that actual substance in the bottle. Meanwhile, my teenage daughters just took what they liked, blended it together, and all three of them made gorgeous scents. I should have named mine Dumpster Fire because it was the biggest crash and burn ever. And then for the whole rest of the trip, I just kept thinking, how could that have happened? I was so excited. I love this. How did I go so wrong? So in the workshop experience, it's kind of like my redemption song where I have now taken some perfumery classes. I do understand how the notes work together. And I've curated some notes in top notes, middle notes, and base notes where I can guide you through and you choose from each of those areas and can pretty seamlessly put together something that you'll really love. So the workshops are a 2-hour event. You come in, get settled. You're welcome to bring a bottle of wine and a cheese board or some desserts. For the first hour, we go through and talk about the history of fragrance, how different cultures used it, and how it evolved through the decades. Then we go into a little bit of modern day behind the scenes, talk about some fragrance notes, and then I turn you loose, and you get these 30 notes to sniff and decide which ones are going to make your special blend, and then we blend it together, and you walk out with a 20 milliliter bottle of something that you made.
And then is that something... Like I do that, so I have my own kind of personal brand perfume, right? That's what this
exactly.
is?
Exactly. So, yeah, we put a label on it. I got to tell you, the hardest part of this class for most people is choosing the perfect name. So they've now got this custom fragrance that they've blended, and now you have to name it. So you choose a name, and then we put your name on the label as the perfumer, and you name your creation. We also have options for team building, bridal parties, anytime you have like a family reunion or someone you want to honor with a birthday. It's a great different experience to just come on in. And we do private groups, and then we have the workshops open to the public. So right now you can go on our website, indiehousefragrances.com. We have our workshop times up there. You just click on the date and time that you're interested in and make your reservation. We're limiting these open groups to only 6 guests. But if you have a bridal party or a work friends, or, you know, if you've got people that you're comfortable with getting together, we can make you a special workshop that's private that can go up to 10 or 12. But as far as putting strangers together in the same room, we're being extra cautious for COVID and just limiting it to 6.
So now once I develop my fragrance, and then like I'm going to do a Business Radio X fragrance that everyone should have. And now, is it something that I can go, hey, Carrie, can I get more of that? And you can make me more of that? Or is that just like kind of just a fun time? I do it one time, or do you save the recipe somewhere so I can get it again?
We do save the recipe. We just kind of confirm with you as you leave how you blended it together, what your notes were to make sure we have it. And then we just put it in your file on the computer, and you can call us back. We can remix you another bottle and either ship it out to you if you're not local, or if you're local, you're welcome to come on by, and we'll mix it for you in the store.
Wow, that's fantastic. Is that the only place in town that does anything like this?
Yes, we're the only workshops in town. We're actually the only business right now in the entire country that's doing dedicated workshop space with niche fragrances. We also have a blending bar that you can walk up and customize a fragrance. If you're not a planner, if you're not somebody who makes reservations and plans ahead, if you're just walking around downtown Alpharetta in the evening after you've had a nice dinner, you can wander on in. We have a blending bar with 6 fragrances, and then you add a couple of notes, and we do that in about 20 minutes. The workshops are $89 for 2 hours. The blending bar is $49 and takes around 20 minutes. So we try to make it easy for those who plan ahead and want the big experience, but also for people like me who mean to plan ahead but don't always execute.
Now, because you have a lot of niche brands in your stores, is this also e-commerce as well, or is it pretty much only brick and mortar?
No, we are definitely e-commerce as well. That was kind of where we started when we were limited getting into our store for COVID. So everything is available online. We've set up our online experience to mirror what we're doing in the store. So when you go online, you can choose these different categories: modern romantic, refined sophisticated. And in there, we've curated our picks for, you know, that that different mood that you might want to project. We've got all the workshop information on there. So all kinds of FAQ, because it is a lot to take in. It's an ambitious concept. I keep getting people asking me, like, aren't you afraid someone's going to knock you off? And, you know, good. All I would say to somebody wanting to knock me off is, good luck. It's been over 2 years in development to get to this point, and every day we're still finding little things we could do better. So, you know, it's an ambitious concept, but it's one that we're getting some great feedback on, and a lot of the people who have found us so far are really excited, and everyone when they leave says, you know, that they can't wait to come back. So that's a hugely rewarding for us, especially having only been open now going on week three.
Well, congratulations. I mean, this really does sound like a brilliant concept. And I do think that this is going to be something that's going to catch on. I wouldn't worry about competition because, like you said, they don't know the backstory of how much pain it took to get to today. So I think worry about today. That's a better worry. But congratulations. This is a great concept. I could see this everywhere. Great idea. I mean, just brilliant idea.
Thank you.
You should be very proud. This is to have this concept in your head and to really execute it. It's difficult, and especially when it's kind of uncharted territory like you're doing. You should be very proud of yourself. This is a big achievement.
Thank you very much. And it's, you know, I give a lot of the credit to my wonderful husband, who, while not a fan of the product himself, really believed in the idea. And, you know, it's an unproven concept. So banks wouldn't touch us. There were a lot of real estate companies that said, yeah, no, you'd need to sign a 25-year lease and pay double. So we just were super fortunate that I was fortunate that he believed in the idea and trusted me to execute it, and that we just found the perfect landlord and the greatest spot in downtown Alpharetta. So we can't wait for you to come out and make your own Business X fragrance.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell my wife, and she's going to be all over this. And she has family that comes to town. This sounds like a great night out. I mean, it's a wonderful concept, and you're hitting so many, you know, really cool opportunities for experience. It's just a great idea. I think you're going to kill it. Just hang in there.
Thank you. I hope you are right.
Well, I get to see a lot of businesses, and I get to talk to a lot of business people, and I just think this is a great idea. Well, if somebody wanted to go to the website, check out some of the fragrances, no matter where they are, or go and schedule their workshop, or kind of just browse, what's the website?
The website is IndieHouseFragrances.com, and our social media mirrors that. So it's just at IndieHouseFragrances, both on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you for having me. It was fun to get to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting your listeners either in store.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.